Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Shingle Show number two, it is underway. Josiah broadcasting again from his house in Kyala, sitting back, relaxing, sunbaking. What else are you doing there, Jay?
Well, the sun's out. It's 33 degrees, sunny. I'm watching the lawns growing as we speak, watching a few flowers pop out. How's things back in the studio looking?
Yeah, I've got a mountain of work. I've got like paperwork in front of me. I've got 6 interviews to edit. I've got a couple of different promos to make. I've got to put this podcast together. So, yeah, pretty much the same, I'd say.
It sucks because I've got so much Netflix to watch today and I wouldn't.
Don't
you know
even.
What? I might, when we finish recording this, I might actually go have a quick siesta as well. So we'll see how I feel, you know.
You know what? You could come into work a little bit later on after everyone's gone and you could do all this work for me and I'll just sit back and relax. Because if no one's here, you're not going to give your shingles to anyone.
You know what? That's a great point. I would hate to leave shingles on the desk for someone to pick up the next day though. And also the football's on tonight. So I will pass, but thank you very much for the idea.
Oh, good. Okay. Whatever. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Hey, today's catch-up's a bit of fun. We ask a lot of questions in today's show. Like, what did you find in your car? And when did you injure yourself having a selfie? And when have you unnecessarily spent, you know, the usual. So
just standard Thursday.
Standard Thursday, exactly. All right, well, Josiah's got to get back to Netflix. I got to get back to doing heaps of work. So I guess we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Got any recommendations on any series for me, Ellie, before I go?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the middle of the trials of O.J. Simpson at the moment. It's pretty good.
Beautiful. Yeah, I heard it's good. It. I'll start that right now.
Maybe it's really bad and I'm giving you a bad recommendation. You'll never know. All right, enjoy.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You may be waking up in a terrible mood. You may be waking up feeling awful, run down, stressed, a little bit crazy, like your girl Ellie Chaney. That's me. I never really speak in third person. Does it work for me?
Righto. No, it doesn't. Hero over here.
Just thought I'd try out something new today, you know. All week, I've been in the strangest mood. You've probably noticed it, Jay. Like, I don't know. I'm really highly strung this week. Like, I'm getting stressed out for no reason. It's weird.
Very edgy.
Very edgy, which is weird for me because usually I'm pretty chilled, pretty laid back, like pretty happy-go-lucky.
I mean, that's what you're happy to say yourself. Why don't you ask me if that's the truth and okay. Others around you that know you, your boyfriend Gav, your family, our boss Benny. I think they'd say a different story. But, yeah, keep rolling with it.
Have I been rude this week?
I mean, that's an off-air conversation, I'd say. Probably not on air. I'll tell you when we go to the next song.
Well, last night, like clockwork, I was lying in bed and I was thinking, what's been up with me this week? Why am I so on edge? Why can't I fall asleep? Like, I've not been napping much this week, which is weird for me as well, and couldn't fall asleep last night for the life of me. Looked out the window and thought, sure enough, of course, once again, I've been struck by the full moon fever. It affects me like no other. I'm not into astrology and star signs and all of that type of stuff, but full moons mess me up.
Well, we've covered it on the show before. It's an actual thing. So last night was actually the third supermoon in a row. So we've had 3 in 3 months. This one was called the worm moon. Whatever. I don't know why. It says something to do with earthworms and blah, blah, blah. I don't really know. But this one's called the earthworm. It was very close. You could see, you could actually look outside now and it's unbelievable. It's very bright. But at midnight last night, it was so close to the earth. It was 20,000 kilometers closer than it normally is and brighter.
Jeez. And that's why I'm so crazy?
It is. But good news for you, Ellie, the next supermoon, even though we've had 3 in a row, we're not going to have another one till 2020.
Oh, thank the Lord, because I can't do this anymore. I can't. Like, I need my sleep. I need to be sane to do this job, and I have not been this week.
Do you think it's got anything to do with my shingles? Maybe the supermoon brought on my shingles.
Oh, I thought you meant my edginess and agitation. Then I was going to say, yeah, 100%. Your shingles is the reason. I'm doing all the work here.
My shingles and your edginess go hand in hand.
Oh, God. But you know what? If I was at home broadcasting from bed, I tell you what, I would be happy as Larry.
I mean, I'm not in bed. I'm on the dining table. I'm pushing through. I haven't had time to go get a coffee.
Like,
I'm doing it tough, man. Leave me alone.
You poor thing. Must be so tough for you. I did have time to get a coffee at 4:30 on my way into work.
Oh, that's right. I was still asleep.
While you were
then.
Still asleep. Exactly.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
We all spend money on, let's call them treats.
Treats.
Right? Yeah. you know, I've got things that I like to spend my money on that maybe I don't need to spend a lot of money on it, but I do anyway. And our very own Brendan Favola, Hit's very own, has come out and been stitched up on his radio show down in Melbourne, right? He does a show, Fifi, Fev and Byron, and Byron has gotten in touch with the people at Uber Eats. and he said, hey, can you give me the figures on what Brendan Favola and Fifi Box spend on Uber Eats each year? Now, Fifi's results came back only about 2,600 since April. No, but since April 2016.
It's still a lot. My bill would say zero.
Would it?
Yeah, I've never ordered it in my life, to be honest.
Oh, mine would be pretty
We can't hear, even when I'm in Melbourne or whatever, I've never ordered it.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. Well, we've got Uber here now, so it's only a matter of time before we get Uber Eats, fingers crossed. But when it came time to reveal Brendan's stats, this is how it went down.
The total spend for Brendan Favola on Uber Eats, actual figures, $35,548.
Fam, that's a house deposit.
That is so much money.
I don't know, Fev, but that makes me so angry because that is the most unrealistic amount I've ever heard. And Fief nailed it when she said that is a house deposit.
Yeah, literally. Like that's a year's salary for some people.
It is. Honestly, it's basically our salary.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, no, you know what? That's more than our salary. My goodness, he eats more than our salary.
I know, and do you know what the concerning job is? He does the same job as us.
Oh, one, I'd love to know his salary.
I know. Bit different, I reckon. But isn't that unbelievable? It got me thinking about what I spend a lot of money unnecessarily on. And we all know that I've got a bit of a weakness in my life.
Beer?
No.
Beers, boys.
Never spent a cent on beers. I don't know what you're talking about because the boys buy them for me. I drink a lot of Coke Zero. It's my weakness. Yeah. It's my addiction. I know it's not good for me, but I do tend to have one a day at least. And so I did some maths just before. Let's say I spend $4 a day on Coke, which is either, you know, maybe two cans because I buy a carton of cans, or maybe it's a 600ml bottle.
That's when you only have two a day. You have some days
okay.
without many more.
But some days I'll have less. On Monday I didn't have one, thank you very much. So
I doubt it.
Let's take that off the tally. But 365 times four is 1,460. So I'm spending $1,500 a year.
Well, that's the same with me on coffee. I've had to try and cut down my day because we get coffees early in the morning every day at like 4:30 when we come in. Or you get in at 4:30, I get in at like 5:30. No, but later in the day, I've tried to cut down because I ended up having 2 to 3 coffees a day. When you times that, that's almost $9 a day plus $10. You times that, like you said, by 365. There's thousands of dollars in coffees when you break it down like that. It's crazy. It's crazy money.
It is. It's scary. It makes you feel really bad about the way you're living your life. It's done that for me. But Fev, not as bad as Fev. I'm not spending $35,000 on anything.
You know what? That makes me feel so good about myself.
Exactly. Goulburn Valley, what do you spend an unnecessary amount of money on? We want to hear your stories this morning. 13, 12, 16. Maybe you spend a lot on coffees or ciggies or something that you have every day. Or maybe you've got a hobby that you just, maybe it costs you a bit. I don't know what that could be. Sailing, rowing. I don't know why I'm going for water sports. But you get the drill. 13, 12, 16. Sarah from Shep, you've given us a call. Do you spend an unnecessary amount on something?
This is very niche, but Mexi beans. All right. So like at a supermarket, you can buy normal beans in the tins and stuff, or you can buy the Mexican flavour ones, which is significantly more expensive. But I love them. So I'm spending way too much money on beans.
What type of beans are they? Are they like fava beans or chickpeas or lentils or baked beans? Kidney? So many beans.
I think they're kidney beans, but they've got like this Mexican sauce around them. They're really good. Like they're not with all the other beans in the supermarket either. They're with the expensive beans, not the cheap beans.
Oh, I didn't realise there was an expensive bean section at the supermarket. My goodness, I'm learning so much.
Hey, that actually reminds me. My roommate Morgan does the exact same thing. If you go in our pantry, and because I am doing the show from home right now, I can see it. We have got an obscene amount of jackfruit in the can.
Oh.
And she imports it from Vietnam.
I was really hoping you were going to say.
Where do you import it from?
It's on like a health food website.
Oh, that'll do. What country though?
Yeah, I think it's Vietnam.
Hey, Sarah.
They come from Vietnam.
How's your day going? I feel like we should just leave them to it.
I should just do the show with people in my house.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, you enjoy your obscene amount of beans. Huh? See what I did there? That's where I was hoping you were going with that comment, Jay. And thanks for calling today, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, I reckon this is my favourite story of the day. A leading anti-vax figure has caught the chicken pox. And I have two words for him. Sucked in. That's all I have to say. We can go to ads now.
Really? You're not angry about it? You're not fired up? You just...
Oh, I'm fired up about his views. So yeah, have you got angry for me?
Yeah. I get angry. Here you go. Of course I do. Don't let the anger get me. Oh, you're listening to the song today. You're angry, but you're not letting anger get you.
Because I am angry about his views. So this guy has been preaching. He's actually from Italy. Italia.
Buongiorno.
Oh, paparabupi, as he might say when he says anti-vax. That's how he sounds. He's out and about. He hasn't vaccinated his kids. He's angry. He's come down with a case of the chicken pox, and he's in hospital. And I say sucked in this morning because anyone with those views, I have absolutely no sympathy for.
Anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxers can go and get stuffed.
Okay. Any more information on this dude? Do we know much about him? How strongly is he campaigning against?
Oh, like he's the president of some sort of society for it, and he's also a politician over there. So he's very vocal about it. But funny fact, a fun fact about Italy is they haven't met 95% of the world's vaccination rate, and they had one of the biggest outbreaks of measles in the world in January this year and last year.
Is that right?
The two go hand in hand, and there's a reason why currently in Australia, I didn't know there was an actual law. It's not a law. I don't know if it's a law, if it's just a thing. Parents, help me out. But unvaccinated kids, they're banned from enrolling in preschool in New South Wales, Victoria, where we are now, WA and Queensland, under the no jab, no play laws. I'm glad that's been brought in. I didn't know that was an actual thing that's been enforced, but thank goodness it does, because any parents with those that are preaching those anti-vax their views, you can go crawl back in your holes and never come out, please.
Oh, you're going to get some hate for saying that, buddy.
Good.
Everyone has their reasons for doing what they do, but I suppose when you're putting other kids and other people at risk, then, yeah, it's a different story.
If anyone is going to be anti-vax, it's going to be me because I hate needles so much. Like, you know, I'm terrified of needles. I'm scared of going and getting the jab, but I still will because if it's going to make others safe, I couldn't care about myself. I've got the shingles, for goodness sake.
I know,
sake.
I was going to say, did you have the chickenpox jab, the vax for that?
Yeah, I got chickenpox as a kid.
I think it's only been introduced recently. So I think when we were kids, we all just got it. We had pox parties and got it.
Exactly right.
And now as a result, we're shingly.
But I just love this story. I think I give this story the ironic story of the day. I can't even say the word. The ironic story of the day. Man opposed to anti-vax contracts chickenpox.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
What's on tonight, Ellie? Fire up.
I'm just going to pull that. Listen to it. Let it soak into you. It's back, baby. AFL. Boom, 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 boom.
Life is back.
Boom, boom.
Everything's back to normal now.
Oh, it really is. Like, my weekends are full again. It does kick off tonight. Richmond taking on Carlton, I want to say. 7:25 kicks off at the MCG. Dusty's back. They reckon he's in better form than ever.
Well, we got a sneak peek of him up here in Shepparton when he played the trial in JLT series, and he was looking pretty good.
Yeah, he was. Oh, you mean like to play AFL or just in general?
I mean to play.
Okay.
I don't often go by the size of his guns. His haircut is terrible, but his footy ability is amazing.
Yeah, same. I agree. But hey, we want to play a little game right now. We want your AFL predictions for season 2019. It can be anything from like, I don't know, Dusty will do his ankle in round three. Let's hope he doesn't. Like, I don't want to wish that upon him. But, you know, like, I want a prediction. My personal prediction is that the Melbourne Demons will make the grand final.
Now, you've been saying this for a while.
I have.
You're very confident.
Last year, I made the prediction they'd make the top eight, and they did. So I feel like next step. I'm not even a Demons fan. I mean, yes, they're my Victorian team, but I'm Eagles through and through. We won the flag next year. I'm not saying we'll go back to back. I don't think we will. I think the Demons will.
My prediction is you will not go back to back. They're straight up, you won't.
Flugger from Echuca, you've given us a call. What are your thoughts, buddy?
Hey, guys. I reckon Saints have been down the last few years, but I reckon this is the year to shine.
The Saints. All right.
Yeah, cool.
Any, be cool, mate.
Yeah, why do
yeah,
you say
be
that?
Cool, but nah, I got my fingers crossed for my old man. He deserves a granny.
It's been a while since they got one, isn't it? Oh, what 10,
yeah,
15
nah,
years?
It has been a while, yeah.
I mean, I feel like top four would be a better prediction, but making the granny going all the way, mate, I mean, we all wish, but... Oh.
It's the beauty
yeah, well,
of this.
You know, you got to have a bit of hope, mate.
Exactly.
That's it. That's
it's a
it.
Fresh season. It's literally anyone's game right now. All righty. Well,
it,
good luck,
it.
Flugs. I'm
thanks,
hoping
mate.
For you. I mean, I kind of. Don't beat my teams, but whatever.
No, we will.
Hey, if it helps them, I don't like having backup teams, but Saints have always been my second team, mate, to the Swans. So
look
good
at
luck.
You just
cheers,
sucking up to
it.
Flugs.
Yeah.
It's just because I like St Kilda, the suburb, stunning part of the world.
All righty, let's move on to Sasha from Shep. Sash, what's your prediction?
Mate, Collingwood have it. Love us or hate us.
Just outright, Collingwood going to be winning the flag?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your reasoning? You think, like, Richmond are touted for it, Melbourne are touted for it, Eagles have got a chance. Why are you thinking Collingwood?
We flourish off people's hate for us.
Do you know what? I went to the grand final last year, did have a bunch of Collingwood supporters throw beer on me, so I'm not your biggest fan at the moment.
And this is why we hate you as well, because you're also confident that you're going to win, and we know very well that you're not, so keep dreaming.
Oh, as if. West Coast, that was a one-off.
I agree with that statement, actually.
I'm a West Coast fan and I actually agree too, so. All righty, well, we'll lock it in. Sasha says Collingwood for 2019 flag. Thanks for your call, girl.
No worries.
All right, let's move on to Ben from Maroop. Now, Ben, thoughts, your prediction?
Calling it the Suns.
The Suns!
I've been laughed at by everyone, but it's their year.
Do you know what? Are you a fan of them or you just have faith in them?
No, I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. I go for Essendon, but it's definitely, I don't know, it's just something I feel it, you know?
Oh, so many Essendon.
Are you sure you're not drunk? Is like 100% not drunk this morning?
I can't be 100% sure.
Yeah.
Never really 100% sure, but no, everyone's laughing now, but I'll be the one laughing.
Well, do you know what? We're saving all of this audio, Ben, so we'll play it back in September, and if you indeed are correct, then I will eat my hat. I will find a hat and eat it. I'll eat a gun's beanie.
That's bold, considering I haven't offered to eat anything if it doesn't come
yeah.
through. So.
Do you know what? I'm that confident.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
How's this? A koala has set up shop in the back of a guy's car while he was in it. It's an unbelievable story. You may have seen it yesterday. It's gone viral overnight. If you watch the videos, this happened in the McLaren Vale, great part of the world down in South Australia.
Good wine.
Great. Well, my goodness, I'd love to be sipping on a Pinot right now. Actually, you know what? I'm at my house broadcasting live. I could. I've got a little bar in our kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I might sip on some scotch. It's that kind of morning. That's a story for another time, though. So this guy was he's a winemaker. So he was working the garden. What he did is he had the dog with him, and it was a hot day yesterday. So he left the car turned on with the aircon cranked. And the doors open so his dog, when it got hot, could jump in and out of the car. Nice guy, like very thoughtful.
Yeah, also a bit of a waste of your fuel/battery.
I mean, he's a winemaker, so good chance he's loaded, so that doesn't matter. So the dog was comfortable. You know, what's more important than humans? Dogs, obviously. They are, don't you reckon?
Oh,
I just finished Ricky Gervais' new TV series on Netflix. Do yourself a favour. It's unbelievable. And the whole thing is about how much better at dogs are than humans. Anyway, side note.
Oh, okay, good to know.
This koala, anyway, the guy turns around after, to see where the dog, if the dog's all right in the car, and sees another set of furry ears in the back seat, and a koala's just hanging out back on the back seat, keeping cool itself.
Do you know what? I think maybe only once in my life I've seen a koala in the wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in a tree? You haven't seen one just chilling in a tree?
No, I think maybe that one time, yeah, it was in a tree, but apart from that, never.
You've
so I'm kind of jealous of this dude. No.
We live in the Goulburn Valley. Head up. Do you know where there's one? If you go to Thompson's Beach in Cobram, we all know that's my favourite spot.
Yeah.
There's a few koalas there, but there's one resident koala that actually lives up in one of the trees that you can see pretty well all the time.
So if I go there and leave my car door open and chuck, I don't know, some schmackos in there, do they eat schmackos?
I mean, haven't asked the koala community. If you know if koalas like schmackos, give us a call on 13 12 16, but I'm going to say I doubt it.
All right, I'll chuck some eucalyptus oil in there. Eucalyptus oil?
That's bad. What are they? They've got, oh, speaking of herpes, like I've got shingles, that sort of herpes. They've got herpes as well, don't they?
No, chlamydia.
Oh, that's the one, chlamydia. So we've all got
something.
Don't
make me say chlamydia on the radio. Come on. It's too early.
I actually was down in the Mornington Peninsula a couple of years ago, and it was nighttime. I was coming back from dinner. We were staying at a mate's house. And as we're driving, I honestly had my lights on, and I thought I saw, I'm like, that looks like a small child in front. What's a kid doing all by himself down this old track road? And we drove closer, and it was a koala standing up and walking. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Are we doing koala tales?
Well, I feel like we should now, but I want to talk about what you found in your car. Because we've all got a story about an animal that's ended up in your car, especially around the GV.
We intended to talk about the weird things that you found in your car. But this was based off a story about a koala that was found in a man's car, and I made the offhand comment that I reckon I've only seen a koala in the wild once in my life.
I just don't get how that's possible. They're everywhere. Look up, look up, look up. Not that hard.
Well, apparently the GV agrees with us. Dale from Cobham, you've given us a call. Are you mad at me too?
Ellie, you do not admit something like that you've only seen a koala once.
Why?
Especially when you're currently living in the country.
But they're just never, maybe it's just me not looking up in trees.
Look up, Ellie.
I swear to God, like, I've never noticed them.
We've got two koalas that live in the trees just on our property.
Are you serious? Can you bring one in for me?
Yeah, I've got videos of giving them water back in the, like, when it was hot. They normally come down and sit on the sprinklers. Like, literally sit on
it.
No way. I don't know if, Dale, if you're telling the truth or if you're just trying to get Ellie around to your house.
Come on round, see my koala. Hey, Dale, have you ever found something weird in your car? Ever had, like, a creature crawl in? Or?
Not really, actually.
No, I never.
Apart from me, that's about it.
Fair enough. No spiders, no snakes, no rabbits.
If there was a spider in my car, I'd burn my car to the ground.
Alrighty, well, I will not ever say that I don't see koalas around the place on the radio.
Come up to Cobram, like just I said, come up to Cobram.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Do you know what? I will, and I'm going to walk around with with my head up, which I don't often do. It comes down to me not being observant, Jay. We've established this many times before. I don't notice things going on around me.
I can't wait to see you walking around town just with your head at a 90-degree angle.
Instead, I just walk into a pole. Sounds about right.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
A lady from China is over in Bali at the moment, and she's been absolutely KO'd by a wave. I'm just putting it up on the HGV Instagram page. It's on our story right now. You can have a look. So what's happened is she's there taking a selfie. She's getting a photo taken, and a freak wave has come out of nowhere. And when you watch the footage, I'm like, she did not survive that. She gets absolutely pumped. She did survive, apparently, but the footage is unbelievable. Do yourself a favor. And this is what I want to talk about this morning. Selfie injuries. Have you had one? Because it is 2019, Ellie. People are pulling out the cameras. They're walking into poles. They're getting hit by waves. They're doing whatever it takes to get that great photo, but then they're getting hurt in the process.
Yeah. Feel free to get involved with us right now if you'd like. 13, 12, 16, if you've had a selfie injury. I have had a few. I'm not going to lie.
Cool.
Often, I'll drop my phone on my face, you know, like you go up or like often on FaceTime, not so much taking a selfie, but I'm on FaceTime a fair bit to my boyfriend. So I'll be lying back in bed, phone over my face, and then next minute slips out of my hands and I get a black eye. In fact,
what do you mean? So you're laying down with it up in the air and it slips straight onto your nose or something.
Yeah, and do you know what? Your phone's quite heavy. So, like, I've actually gotten bruises from it before. Is that
a
just
bit
me?
Weird. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can see how it's happened, but yeah, a little bit weird. I was walking, I was in Melbourne on Friday, actually, after the show, and I was walking through St Kilda, and I was on my phone, I was taking a Snapchat to send, probably to you, and, my neighbour's cat has just, come over the fence and grabbed my foot. Sorry,
take
I'm
a selfie.
From
That'll count
right
as a
now.
Selfie injury.
It would. No, I was walking through St Kilda. Sorry, that really hurt. And I ran into a pole. It wasn't one of those ones where I looked around to see if anyone was watching. I like grazed the pole, but I have seen people properly hit the poles when they go through.
Yeah, I know. It's like, remember when that planking phase was a thing? People legitimately died because they're trying to get photos planking and then falling off cliffs and stuff.
Yeah, those schooly kids were doing it on their balconies while half cut up on the Gold Coast and trying to plank on balconies. Like, don't do that, guys.
I know. Moral of the story is here, kids. Just careful when you're taking a selfie.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
There was something that's been plaguing me for a while now, and obviously that's what this segment's about. We don't solve the big things like aliens in outer space. We solve the important things like, why do old women have bobs? Last week I did an experiment. I did the Vans experiment, which went nuts, where I didn't realize, but Vans, when you throw them in the air, they always land on their sole. So this week, Ellie, I want to talk about a big one, armrests.
Yes.
Right? Hear me out, and you're very passionate on this topic as well. When you're in the movies,
I'm just like,
when you're on a plane,
so
what is the correct etiquette as to who gets their arms on the armrest?
Yep.
What's your thoughts, Ellie?
I don't know, Jay. I don't know if there's a blanket answer for this, and that's why
I want to talk about it so much. What's your opinion, though? Because I'll tell you right, if we're going straight to a plane, if you have the window seat or the aisle seat, you get the outer armrest. If you sit in the middle, because you've got two annoying humans either side of you, you're entitled to both armrests if you're in the middle.
Right.
The other two people can get stuffed.
Okay. My opinion is more based on, it's a case-by-case basis. Depends who I'm sitting next to. If there's someone who needs the extra space, then they can have it. Because, like, I'm quite a small person, so I can fit in my seat quite nicely without needing to stretch out over onto the armrests.
So what, you don't need any?
I'd like to. If they're there, I'll take them. But on the whole, I'll kind of, because I'm one of those people, like, what they call an altruistic flyer. I'm not someone who puts my seat back at all because I don't want to invade on the other person's space. And I will wait until someone else, whether they're a armrest user or not. If halfway through the flight and they haven't touched it, then by all means, I'm stretching out. But if they
that's
need
because
that
you're nice, though. Stop being nice. That's not the answer. We're True. Solving life's mysteries. We
I
don't
know.
Want Ellie's being nice's well, answer. We got to solve life's biggest mysteries. I do have the answer. But I'm going to give it to you very soon. But we want your calls on 13, 12, 16. What is the appropriate etiquette before we solve one of life's mysteries with armrests? Whether you're in a cinema, whether you're on a plane. My opinion, like I said, don't ever let anyone have your armrest if you are sitting in the middle. They're yours.
I get the your plane mentality, but with the cinema, there's only one person who has an aisle seat and one person who has a window, effectively, wall seat, and there's plenty in between. So what happens to the 20 people in between?
First in best dress, straight up. If your arms are there, their arms have to move. Do you want the official answer?
Yes.
We've had a few messages on Instagram.
Hold on.
Well,
let's get Grant, our Workday's announcer, on. Hi, Grant.
Hi.
What are your thoughts, bud?
I reckon I'm the same as Josiah. If you're in the middle, then you get the armrest. And if you've got the window, you've got the window. And if you've got the aisle, then you can hang off the aisle.
Fix my problem, though. What about in a cinema?
In the cinema?
Yeah.
I don't really use armrests in the cinema, but I think it was Travis on Instagram. Go to the right or go to the left, whichever way.
Yeah, we do need to create a universal rule.
Or sit by yourself, which is what I did last night when I went to the movies. Yes.
Oh, great. You're one of those people that put the armrest up, aren't you? You've got it in between.
No, I needed a drink holder.
Someone next year.
I had no one with me, I can guarantee that.
Okay, so yesterday I actually emailed the CEO of Lyft Strategic Designs. I emailed the guy, right, who designs armrests. The company's called Lyft Strategic Design. He literally designs all the armrests in the world, he reckons. They're based in Tokyo. I got a reply this morning.
Yeah.
You want to hear what he says?
Yeah.
He said he designed it for it to be, it's pretty boring actually, all seats are treated equally in terms of space. So he reckons, and I hate his answer, what he replied to me, he said that I've designed all the armrests so there's enough room for two arms. So you get the back of the armrest and someone else can have the front. Get stuff, mate. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
It does. If you stay on your side, then you can.
Daniel, that is the worst reply I've ever heard from you. You're meant to be the CEO and designer. Like, I actually haven't written back to his email. I don't think I will, not even to say thanks, because well, that did not clear up anything for me.
Really, it's the most logical answer. It's just share. That's what we're trying to teach our kids in school.
Could you not just have a chat with the person sitting next to you? Hey, dude, I kind of want this armrest. Is that cool? Like,
do you know
no,
what?
You need to have a passionate, passive-aggressive little, like, you know, where you keep bumping each other's elbows off more and more.
Arm wrestle. Just get on an arm wrestle as soon as you get on the plane. Well, there you go. Another one of life's mysteries kind of solved. We're not happy with the answer, but we'll take it. You know, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.